think. How do you feel after that? Do you feel like you got any closer to anything?
Well, it was another long session. James Murdoch was very clear. He had not seen the council opinion and was not made aware of the full extent of that. I think we're going to have to go back through certain bits of the evidence very carefully. I actually had some sympathy for his suggestion. There was a lot of assertions, which we see in Tom Crone's letters. You know, I don't remember the meeting, but if Julian Pike said it, it must have happened. That's not satisfactory either. So I think this is going to take more time to unravel. And from my perspective, we certainly have to send up follow-up questions to Tom Crone for certain, Colin Myler ideally, and of course some of the questions we discussed today for James Murdoch and News Corp to answer. But we're going to discuss this all again next Tuesday and go through it in more detail on what we need to do next, because just recalling witnesses, we'll continue this he said, you said, and in certain aspects I think we have come to the end of the road in what we can do without being free to ask the questions that we still cannot ask because of the ongoing police investigation.
Can I ask one more?
Chris Bryant told me, Labour MP Chris Bryant told me shortly after the meeting,
okay.
He said that one thing that is clear, Parliament has been misled by someone, it's just a question of who. Would you share that view?
I don't want to prejudge our report. I think there's strong suggestions that somebody has misled. And as Paul Farrelly was making clear, well, they said this, you say this. So who is telling the truth? And that's what we need to come to a reasoned opinion on.
Could you wait until after the police investigation and then reopen?
I don't know. I think the police investigation, I hope the police investigation will come out with a greater level of truth. Of course, the Lord Justice Leveson inquiry will also start shortly. So I'm not sure at the moment if the committee will be minded to particularly go down the road. I think there is something that, again, don't want to prejudge, but I think if there is evidence at some point, then I think there's good grounds to actually summon somebody to the bar to apologise to Parliament. So, you know, that's something that happens very rarely. The last time, of course, it was a newspaper person, and frankly, it would be appropriate if that was the case for them, for that to happen again.
Thank you so much.